The recordings have started.
Thank you. And Glenn, if you would, could you do the roll call?
Pleasure. Four. We have on the line Barbara Steele, Registry. Paul Diaz, who is leader of the group, Registrar. Michael Collins, individual member. Ben Stadell, Registrar. Business constituency and council liaison. We have Marisa Koenig, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Glenn.
Very good, thank you.
And we have apologies from Michael Connor.
Excellent, okay.
And I don't remember seeing anybody else's apologies. Has anybody else seen apologies from anybody?
No, I haven't.
No, have not, but hopefully Mark or Kevin might join us in a few moments.
I think I mentioned on the list that Michael Collins has dropped out of the business constituency. I assume he's dropped out of these working groups as well.
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Hey,
I'm
Michael. Mike. Excellent. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Very Michael, thank you for remaining engaged in this in an individual capacity now, but we very much appreciate you remaining a part of this group and hope you will continue.
Thank you, Paul.
With the future ones.
Absolutely. And obviously, we need to catch up.
No problem.
And Sebastian has just joined the call, too. Sorry, Paul.
Wonderful. Hello, Sebastian.
Hello, Paul. Hello.
Just getting
everybody.
Away. It's a perfect timing. Okay, a couple of quick administrative things for the group, please. First, if you might imagine, we have been discussing with staff, looking to see if there is space and time available in Mexico City for a face-to-face meeting of this group, should the group feel that that's appropriate and or necessary. If we can just do a very quick poll, those who are on the call, how many of us do intend to be in Mexico City? And then if you would just, you know, quickly call out your name, yes or no, and if you will be there, do you think that a face-to-face is necessary, a good idea? I'll start. I will be there. And I admit that the schedule is very tight. So I personally am thinking that face-to-face may be too much trouble, and so I would vote against doing a meeting that first week in March. Quite honestly, I'm hoping we can wrap up our report before then. So, again, I will be there and would vote against the face-to-face.
Paul, can I maybe just note that there will be a council update probably on Saturday, so the issue will be discussed, and hopefully many members of the working group will be present at that time. So just
thank you, Marika. Yes,
to
very
make sure.
Good point. Again, I'm hoping that we can present the report, that the update is actually the presentation, but let's get to that in a moment. I won't get ahead of ourselves.
So, well, I think it helps, Paul, to explain that a little bit more. So right now we've got the public comments, and your expectation is that we could wrap up a final report for council in the next 3 weeks, basically?
That's the hope, Mike, yes.
That's possible. Although I wasn't clear, are we waiting for constituency statements again or not?
Okay, that's the second question on my agenda here. The deadline for statements for both public comment and constituency was the 30th.
Okay.
So, you know, last time both business and intellectual property constituencies each had submitted comments, and the question for the group will be, are you all working on that? Need a little more time? Were you just going to stand with your first round comments? So either or, if you want to answer, we can just take that up in a moment.
Yeah, well, for the BC, we have not done anything further on this.
Do you think you will, or are you comfortable with the positions that you laid out the first time around?
Question, honestly, I need to send it around for comments again.
Okay.
But I don't think it hasn't changed a whole lot since the first time. Basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing with the comments that have come in so far. I mean, registrars were pretty much the same. If Barbara's a proxy for registries, it's pretty much the same.
I think it pretty much is. I didn't hear any. I had actually sent my comments around to the registry's constituency, and I didn't hear any feedback from anyone strongly disagreeing with him. In fact, I don't believe I received any feedback at all. So,
Paul, this is Marika. Maybe just to point out to Mike that on the registrar position, the only thing that has changed is the position on the partial bulk transfer. Where I think initially there was maybe some support to consider this, but in light of the discussion that the working group had and the conclusions the working group drew, the registrar position is now agreeing with that. That's the only thing that I saw has changed.
In other words, our report came around to the registrar constituency's position, I think, after we discussed, right?
I think they came around to us. Right.
Yeah. The constituency came around to this working group's view that no additional policy work is needed at this time on partial bulk transfer terms.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second, folks, because now we're addressing all the agenda issues one at a time. If we could just quickly, because staff needs to understand if they're spinning their wheels or if they really need to try and find a time slot. Again, anybody who plans to be in Mexico City, if you could please just say who you are, and if you would like to try and do a face-to-face.
It's Sebastian. I will be in Mexico, and I am not sure that the schedule I have or will have will allow me for a face-to-face meeting. But if it's possible to find a time, I will be very happy to do so. But with the summit of the ILSs, it will be quite an awful week this time.
Thank you, Sebastian. Any others?
Paul, this is James. I will be in Mexico. I'd like to think that we wouldn't need an additional meeting, but I would be open for one. Question for Glenn and Marika. Has it finalized for the Mexico agenda at this time, or is that still not published?
Marika, can I answer that?
Yeah, please go ahead.
There are two slots that we have been thinking of, and one is on Tuesday from 17:30 to 18:30, just after the constituency meeting. And then there is another slot that we have held a little bit apart to, and that is on Thursday. But I think that will conflict with the ALAP, a sort of breakfast meeting from 7:30 to 8:30 or 9:30.
I think James' question was as well on the broader schedule. Am I correct, James?
Oh.
Do you know when that will be published, Glenn? I know we're internally, I think.
Yes, I know internally, and it was supposed to be up yesterday, but I haven't seen it.
So I guess it should be there shortly, hopefully.
It will be there shortly.
Would say I'm against a face-to-face meeting, but I will try to attend if that's the consensus of the group.
Well, right. Mike Rodenbaugh, I'll be there. I don't think a meeting is going to be necessary.
Okay.
This is Michael Collins. I will not be able to attend.
Fair
Mexico
enough.
City.
This is Barbara Steele. I won't be attending either.
Okay. Then it seems pretty clear. Whatever the pace of work that we do over the coming weeks, let's push. I think our positions are pretty clear. Based on everything that we've seen come in so far, there seems to be pretty good consensus on two of the three issues. We can work on crafting language to present to council in our final report on that first issue. If we can get it wrapped up beforehand, terrific. We're done. If not, then I think we'll probably just push that first week of March, and we would wrap up shortly thereafter when we get back.
Paul, if I can just say something as well.
Yes,
I think as soon as the GNSO Council calendar has been finalized, we'll send a note as well to the group so everyone knows when the GNSO Council will be discussing this issue, and it would be great if those that are in Mexico City could attend that part of the meeting so they can chime in if there are any questions or any discussions on the issues. As I said, I think for now it's tentatively foreseen for Saturday afternoon. Am I correct, Glenn?
That's completely correct, Marika.
Saturday afternoon. Very good. Yes, to any of those, to anybody who is in attendance and can make it, please, most welcome. The council really likes to hear from as many participants as possible. And
once again, when it will be, this part?
Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Informal confirmation will be coming, Sebastian. As soon as they firm that up, we will get a note from Marika and Glenn. All right. Another question for the group. Avery Doria, the chair of the GNSO Council, had shot a note out to Mike and I asking about the good work that we've done here and people's plans, intentions for participating in future transfer policy-related PDPs. Want to get back to her with just a general sense. Do most folks on the call now hope and intend to continue participating in the future PDPs on transfer policy issues?
James, I do.
Okay. It might be easier. I would hope that everybody can. I mean, this has been a very, very... this has really been a very good group. I think that we've had differences of opinion. We've worked through them. We've recognized areas of consensus quickly and you know, check that off our list. It's kind of enjoyable to go through PDP that operates this efficiently. I recognize that coming up in PDP B and C, there are a lot of issues that will be more controversial, probably a lot sharper views on what could or should be done. But council is interested because I think their goal ultimately, if we have a core of the membership from PDP A expressing interest in moving forward, that the council may look to initiate PDPB in the near future. Does that sound right to you, Mike?
I think that we're going to start the PDPB in the very near future anyway, but certainly a core group continuing would be useful for a lot of reasons if people are willing to do it.
There you go. All right. So for everybody, obviously we need to wrap up our work here, but please keep an eye towards the announcement that it will probably be coming in the very near term. Call for volunteers and crafting a charter for PDPB. And from our wiki site, Marika has posted early on, you can refresh your memory with the issues that will be addressed in that second PDP.
And Paul, just to point out, as Marika, it is likely that, of course, it will be PDPB, but I think the council hasn't preset yet which one is going to be next. If there would be any strong feeling within this group that one PDP would make more sense, seeing the work that has been done now, I'm sure that's a recommendation they would be willing to take into consideration.
Good point, Marika. So, encourage everybody to look at all the issues that were laid out in that original report for the PDPs. B, or let's just call it number two, basically B, any of the others yet to be addressed. Some may feel let's just go in order as they were laid out. Others may want to address certain issues right away. And again, as Marika just noted, council will probably be open to addressing anybody's pressing concerns. So if you really want to dive into one of the issues right away, to alert your council reps, and that will be taken into consideration.
We are those on the wiki, or could we? I know Marika, I believe you sent them around. I think several
yes.
weeks ago now. Would you re-forward that? What each of the next PDPs are that are queued up?
I've got it up now, Marika. I'll just send it out to the group.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. So let's see. Participants, the meeting in Mexico City. Okay, and then comments. Again, just for my clarification, Mike, your feeling is that you probably will not have a second business constituency statement. You guys will... are comfortable with what you did the first time?
That's my feeling, yes. I doubt our position has changed.
Okay. If in the event, talking to your other colleagues, they feel they want to make an amendment adjustment, if you could just alert Marika or I so that we know.
Michael, do you agree with that?
like, and sure, I can speak for the BC anymore, but that was my, I didn't hear anyone expressing any concern.
Right.
Paul, just so that you know as well, like, I don't know if people had a chance to look at the summary I posted, but my plan would be to send that to the public comment forum later today if no one has any major objections, to in order to close the public part of the forum. So if any other comments come in, they will need to be sent like directly either to the group or either you or me or both. So to avoid, because we basically said the date was the 30th, and otherwise we might get more comments in, and that might not be related to the issues, but we need to update in the summary as well. So.
Okay.
Unless the group decided they would like to keep the public forum open for longer, but then we probably would need to send out another announcement on that.
Okay, fair enough. There's a couple of things there. Marika's already, super efficient Marika has already provided us a summary. I don't know if everybody's had a chance to read that, sort of digest it. Again, we had a minorly revised registrar constituency statement. We had something from VeriSign, which we understand can serve as a proxy for the registry constituency. And then there was pretty extensive comments from somebody posting in an individual capacity. It's important that we don't necessarily have to do it today. I think everybody, please be aware it's out there. Look at it, and by next week we should make sure that the maybe not that long. We need to make sure that the summary of the statements is accurate, that we're comfortable with it, and so that Marika can do what she's just asked. If that's the case, we can close out the comment period, post that summary, and then it's just internal, the working group, using that as the reference point for our work on the final report. With that said, I James, and please weigh in, I think that Marika's characterization of what the registrar constituency statement said is accurate and fine. Didn't see a need for any changes.
Correct.
Have you had a chance to review, Barbara?
I actually just started to review it this morning, and
fine.
I've not had a chance to.
I don't want to put you on the spot like that, because it's just not fair.
After the meeting, I will go ahead and go through it in detail and just confirm that I'm fine, that our view was represented as well.
Thank you. And then I would ask Marika if there are any changes, that we get them in. If Barbara's comfortable with your characterizations, then maybe in we'll give it 24 hours. Does that seem reasonable, Barbara? That's enough time.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
And then maybe we can, assuming everything is fine. The other gentleman who had posted in the capacity is not a part of the group, so can't necessarily poll him, but it seems he took a lot of time and really captured everything he said. The thought is, give it a 24 hours, and then we can, assuming everything's good, close it out tomorrow, post a summary, and have that item checked off our list.
Okay. Maybe just to point out as well, because I didn't include in the summary, that the person who indeed submitted quite a detailed comments volunteered as well to join the working group or participate or answer any questions that the group might have on his proposals. So just something for the group as well to take into account.
Yeah, I really do hope this gentleman, Patrick, I'm afraid I'll mispronounce his last name, so I'll just say Patrick M., that he does join us, because he's certainly given a lot of thought, and his comments were quite extensive, that he will join the future efforts. And, one other thought, oh, he's from .co, okay, I know the company now. One other thought, Marika, is that we might want to, if you could send a note to the list, just reminding, so that our colleagues from IPC, Kevin and Mark, will understand that this is the summary of comments. Basically, give them a last opportunity to say, oops, we're really sorry, but IPC is going to submit something that we know. I'd hate for them to have misunderstood the deadline, and we know how that all goes. Sometimes working by committee like that. It takes longer than expected. But if they have something coming, I would hate to post a summary and then find out, whoops, they submit something the next day. So if you would, just a reminder note,
okay.
Basically from the email you previously sent. Here's a summary, and in particular, you can ask them if the intellectual property constituency intends to submit any further comments. Please let us know right away. Otherwise, that summary will be posted
within 24
tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So then, the question becomes how would the group like to proceed? I'm sorry, just for hopefully for the group, but certainly for my edification, the formulation of the final report, and what are the how do we move to that stage? I'm assuming it's just taking what is our initial report, going through it, incorporating the comments that have been received, making sure that the we've clearly delineated when there's differences of different points of view. But essentially, our what we have out there is the initial report will form the fundamental basis of the final, correct?
Well, Olaf here. According to the bylaws and such, it's a very short lapse between the initial report and the receipt of the public comments to it and the production of the final report. So traditionally that has been expanded as we have seen fit, really, if there is a need to further elaborate at some length, that has been done. So we have in various circumstances before worked with what one could call evolving drafts rather than the rather regimented procedure according to the bylaws. So just as a little background.
Okay, well, thank you. That's helpful. So for all of us now, if you recall the report, if you can pull it up and see. And
okay.
I'm just wondering, what's the most? How would people like to proceed with this? Is this too much too quickly to start going back through the report and trying to identify if there's any areas, any text that needs to be redone? Is that too much to do on the call right now? Should we give ourselves the benefit of the coming week to do that, and then we can address these issues next Tuesday? What would people prefer?
Paul, this is Marika. Maybe make a suggestion, because I think it's probably important for everyone to review the public comments in detail, because that might be the only reason why certain positions of the working group might change in light of some of the ideas and sort of suggestions that have been raised there. So I indeed don't know if it's better for everyone to review that first in detail before maybe going through the report again and seeing where the group would like to see changes or make their conclusions instead of preliminary final conclusions. That's just a suggestion.
Yeah, I like that suggestion. Basically, we study these comments and then come back next week before next week, ideally, with any changes that we want to discuss with the broader group.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
A question for the group: how should we address or incorporate the fellow Patrick's comments? Some of the points he's making are things that we have addressed over the course of our investigations, deliberations. Some detail, for instance, on the IRIS proposal. He is highlighting things and further developing things that we discuss in our report but don't necessarily provide as much detail on. I guess an open question for people to keep in mind as they're reading those comments and refreshing themselves with the text that we've produced, you know, the question becomes, what's that balance that we want to have? Do we want to provide more background or detail? Sort of taking the lead of this poster, or do we feel that we covered it well enough in our existing text, and don't need that extra level of detail?
I would prefer to maybe highlight some of the things that he says. I mean, I got to read his text still, but you might just want to highlight or emphasize a few of the things he says in our report, but and maybe just attach the three comments, the three substantive comments, just like we attach constituency statements, so that they're part of the report.
That's a good idea. How do people feel with that?
I like that. This is Michael.
Okay. Does anybody have a problem with doing that, since it wasn't a member of the working group that we could capture this? You know, it seems a good way to capture it, put it in is in the back with the other statements.
Would you like as well to include the summary maybe in the bulk of the report, like we've done as well with the first public comment period? So we include as well the feedback on the other comments received there, just the summarized version of all comments?
I see no reason not to capture this good work that Mike has done. Absolutely.
I would agree.
You agree, Michael?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. The only concern I have, something I think about, folks, is that we are summarizing someone else's work, and whereas we were able to go back to the constituencies and say, is this a fair characterization, we're going to have to make the judgment that we've accurately captured that, unless we want to engage in an email dialogue with this fellow.
That's why maybe the disclaimer that I put in here as well might help.
Okay, that's another way to handle it.
I think if we're attaching his comments in full, that it, and the disclaimer that Marika mentioned, I think that would satisfy my concern.
Okay.
I actually had an additional question on the comments he submitted, because not being a technical expert, I was wondering that what he discussed on the domain.info operation and the contact info, is that something that the group discussed and this is just more detailed, or is this an other alternative that the group needs to consider?
A fair question, Marika, and having not really absorbed his comments, thought long and hard on them, even if I had, I'm not sure I have the technical background as well to judge, to answer your question.
Or maybe that's something that Barbara could take back to her colleague that participated in the call to talk about EPP, to see maybe what he thinks about this.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, that would help, Barbara, just as a sanity check for us.
Okay.
But, you know, we are not attaching something to our report that is factually inaccurate and, you know, sends people off in a wrong direction.
Okay. I'm a little bit like Paul. I think the material sounds familiar, but I'm not confident that we discussed this in exactly the way he put it.
Okay. All right, then, if you could take that action item, please, Barbara, if you would just forward his comments to your colleague and just get a sanity check. And I guess the question is, if you get a response and, in fact, your colleague finds that there were inaccuracies or mischaracterizations or anything other than being able to accept on face value, please alert the group. You know, just shoot an email to the group saying that, you know, there will be, there were issues or whatnot.
Okay.
Because that's something that we'll need to decide. If there were problems, how do we characterize it in the report? Do we still want to attach the comments?
And to the extent that he does have some issues, does it make sense for me to extend an invitation for him to join us again next week to walk us through those?
That's a good idea. Does everybody think that would probably be helpful?
very helpful.
Okay.
Would the group feel helpful as well to invite the gentleman that put forward the issues to present them as well in more detail? Or because he seems to have as well the experience of actually being involved in the IETF, I think, work group that drafted the protocol. So they actually might know each other, I guess. Would that be of interest, or that's too premature?
Can I ask this of the group? Barbara, if, I'm totally blanking on your colleague's name. Who briefed us on this?
Scott Hollenbach.
Scott, thank you.
Yes.
If you can get it out to him, and maybe you know, by late Thursday, if he can, you know, just push him. We understand, and we're asking a lot, but if he can, you know, kind of skim over it. If there are no concerns, then basically we have no problem. You know, we can do what we said. We can attach his comments. Everything's great. If there are concerns, we need to understand. My fear is that if we invite this fellow Patrick to join our call next week, we could wind up going over a lot of old territory,
mm-hmm.
and significantly extend the amount of time it's going to take to pull together our final report. It's very easy to imagine there could be all sorts of tangents that need to be touched on, and we wind up, you know, kind of repeating stuff, spending a lot of time. You know, again, I've never tried to rush this, but this PDP has taken a bit longer than anticipated. We've got the next one coming up. We'd kind of like to wrap this up. So the thought is, if there's, you know, if Scott, our expert, can look at it, feels that everything is fine, we really have no problem. Let's just move forward. If, however, there are going to be issues, that there's things to debate, then let's discuss on the list. All right, we have this. We believe Scott can be with us next Tuesday as our expert. Then let's invite this fellow Patrick, and you know, we can try and zero in on just what are the points of contention, you know, get some clarity around them. Heck, we could even invite this fellow Patrick, if he feels he has to revise his comments, to do so, and that's what we could put into the report so that everybody's comfortable with what's been written. But right now, I'd say, why don't we wait to see what at least we hear from the expert we've worked with Scott, and then determine, do we need to invite him, the other fellow Patrick, to next Tuesday's call or a subsequent call, because the other possibility is he may be busy, and if we need to have him on the line, then this is really going to start pushing out.
I'll get that out to Scott today, and hopefully he'll be able to get it back to us. I just recall that I'm actually going to be out of the office next week and will not be able to participate. However, you know, we can still have Scott participate in the event that he needs to do some explaining or, you know, provide additional background.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Does that seem like a reasonable plan to everyone?
I think it's the next one I do.
Does anybody not share my desire to kind of wrap this up this month? Let me rephrase that. Does anybody feel that I'm unnecessarily trying to rush the process?
This is Marika. I don't think you're trying to rush it. My only question is here really on the proposal he makes, if this is really a different issue, because he describes it as something that the group hasn't considered, and as he describes it, it seems to be a very easy way to solve the issue. But this is in my non-technical view, and I said this might be completely, you know, not appropriate, or it might already be linked to what we have discussed. So I think it would be interesting to see, and based indeed on Scott's feedback, you know, the group might decide that some more discussion is needed on this, or maybe not, and then, you know, we can indeed move forward.
Perfect. All right. Well, with that then, you know, there don't necessarily want to keep everybody on the line if, you know, if our action is, if everybody is to review these comments in detail, you know, really try to absorb it, think about how it will lead to any text changes we may need, or perhaps change, you know, your thinking on certain issues. Let's all do that. Barbara's going to reach out to Scott and try and get back to all of us on list with, you know, either a green light or a yellow light, whether there's issues that still need to be resolved or if everything is at least technically accurate. And then, Marika, if you would please just resend your summary one and specifically invite the IPC to comment if they have any update on their positions, or if they're going to, like most of us, stick with what we've either already submitted or previously stated.
Yes, they'll do.
Okay. Any other concerns? Yes, please.
This is Barbara. I just wanted to get back to you all with the details, and I apologize that I was not able to do it earlier in writing, but I did poll the registry's constituency members to see how many of them are required by contract to publish the registrant email address. And so just to let you all know, .biz, .cat, .coop, .info, .mobi all came back indicating that they do have a contractual requirement to publish the email address for the registrant. The only one that came back that did respond on this thick registry is .org, and they've indicated that no, they actually do not have to contractually publish the registrant email address. They are only required contractually to publish the technical and admin contact email addresses. So I did want to just get back to you formally on that.
Thank you, Barbara. And with that in mind, I think, Marika, then the characterization we have in our initial report is just fine, right? We don't need to make a change. I think we worked, I'm scrolling through it, but I can't find it. Pull it up right now. But I think the way we tried to characterize it, we left ourselves, or it was worded in such a way that that's accurate.
I think so, yeah. I can double check that.
Okay. Mark, I just got your email. Thank you for joining the group. You said about 10 minutes ago, so hopefully you've heard. Question for you is a member of IPC. Will the constituency have a another statement to submit, or are you guys going to, you're good with the first round comments, you don't have any additional things to add at this time?
I think it's going to be unlikely that there's any additional comments. And I think once the new comments have been published, it will make it even more unlikely that they'll want to submit additional comments.
Okay. Then hopefully, as you've heard, what we're going to do, so Marika, you don't need to, your action item's taken care of. You don't need to resend the summary and ask IPC. We know where they stand now.
Okay, and Barbara sent me an email already as well saying that she's fine with it, so after this call I'll get it out and officially close it.
And then...
maybe I should confirm this with the IPC, but, I mean, that's my gut feeling.
Okay, why don't we do that? Because it's not fair to put you on the spot like that. Can we ask just you do it within the next day?
Yeah, can I send in that summary? Is that possible, or do you want me to just ask them without sending them the summary to see if they have any additional comments?
How do people feel? Is it better just to ask if there are additional comments, or should we send Marika's draft summary?
And I'll make it clear it's a draft.
Yeah, I was going to do the same for the BC, send around the Marika's summary.
Let's just make it clear to our constituency that it's a draft summary and it's not official by any means.
Right.
And you guys know better. Is a day enough time? Is that realistic, or do you need a little more time?
Probably a little more time would be better. Maybe till the end of the week. Till Friday.
Is everybody else okay with that?
I'm.
Can I just ask this gentleman if you get any sense that there will be, in fact, somebody, it sparks an idea, they definitely want to, you know, make a statement, comment. If you could just post that to the list so we have some idea that there will be additional constituency statements coming in. Conversely, if, you know, everybody's just like, okay, that's pretty cool and doesn't have a problem with it, then our goal remains, okay, everybody else is reviewing this themselves. And on next Tuesday's call, you know, we start figuring out text for our final report. Clearly, if we're going to get additional constituency statements, it would help to know that in advance so that we can plan accordingly.
I think if anything, at least from the BC, all we would be doing is seeing if there's any other comments that we might want to work into the report, and I would just treat it like comments as to this other gentleman's comments, You know, anything, I guess I'm saying that anything we think we might want changed in the report, we should try to get on the table by next week so we can knock them off, whether it's from your constituency or from these other comments that were posted. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Ms. Marika, my only question is, do we need to leave the public comment forum open for that, or can we just do that as well through the list?
Through the list, I think it's fine, personally.
Olaf here. I think it would be preferable if we could actually close the public comment area, and then if there are comments to the comments, that's actually something else which we can encapsulate in the final report.
I agree with that.
Sure, makes sense.
I agree as well.
All right then. So both Mark, Mike, please, you know, forward that to your colleagues. And for the rest of us, you know, the idea is to use it next week, go through the summary and the actual comments themselves, start thinking about issues that we need to address. Please, as always, feel free to raise them on the list so everybody can start thinking about how we're going to want to capture this, phrase it, etc. But at the very least, that will form the bulk of next Tuesday's call. And would ask that we dive right into it. Barbara, you have already explained you won't be able to be with us, so please look forward to the MP3
After
next week's call. And you know, I doubt we'll get through everything in one session anyway. So there will certainly be time and opportunity to continue working at this, and everybody gets opportunity to weigh in, of course.
So, Paul, just to confirm, I can go ahead and close the public comment forum.
Yes, Marika, that seems fine.
Okay, thanks.
And also, we will not be having a face-to-face in Mexico City, so don't have to worry about trying to schedule that.
Thanks, Paul.
Certainly glad.
But there will be the council update on Saturday, then.
Right, and we'll be looking forward to a confirmation email from you guys with the time and the room, but you're expecting it's going to be Tuesday afternoon sometime. Excuse me, Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon sometime. Yes, as soon as the draft schedule is out, each working group will get a copy of it.
Okay. All right, any other issues that we need to address at this time? All right, with that, then I thank everybody for their time. We will send out a reminder, but please remember next Tuesday, the same time slot, to go over the comments. And as always, as you are reviewing the stuff, if you have issues, feel free to post it to the list, get the dialogue going, and we will dive into it next Tuesday at 10 Eastern. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome.